8 o'clock. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome back into the studio from the Downtown Merchants Association, Alex Robinson. And good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Lori. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
It's been a long time.
I know,
as
it
a
is.
Member of the as a employee with the City of Fairhope, you joined me quite often.
Yes, ma'am, I sure did.
Over the years. And now, am I saying it right? Is it the Downtown Merchants Association?
Well, it was for a very long time, and most people still do call it that, but we are actually the Downtown Fairhope Business Association, but you can certainly call it whatever you'd like.
As long as we call you for dinner.
That's right.
And but really, tell us a little bit about what the association does. I know
you
meet like every month.
We do. It's basically just a group of merchants and businesses, restaurants. It's anyone that has a brick and mortar storefront that wants to be a part of the group that's in Fairhope, Point Clear, and Montrose. And basically our mission is to just enhance the quality of life here for the people that live here, the people who travel here, the people who work in Fairhope. And we do things like the outdoor movie in the street. We help the city do things like Girls Night Out and Santa Saturdays. So things that bring people into town, but also just enhance the quality of life for the people that live here, and that a lot of people that moved here for these wonderful things that we do for our families and for our community.
Right. And so if you're a merchant in the Fairhope downtown area, you can become a member.
Yeah, anyone that has a Fairhope business license can be a member. So the Grand Hotel, we've got people, people from one end to the other. And so it's, you know, inexpensive. It's $250 a year, and those dues go to a big map of downtown that we send out to people who relocate here, people who are planning weddings here, people who are coming to shop. It has just information from here are all the antique stores, here are all the restaurants, just everything.
I usually have a stack.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised how many people stop here and ask
Absolutely.
Questions.
Absolutely. Well, we'll bring you some.
So thank you.
Absolutely.
I'd love some for the new season.
Yeah. So anyway, in addition to that, we just do things like we just finished up the downtown trick-or-treat. We did that in partnership with the City of Fairhope.
What a huge event.
Yeah, it was wonderful. And so it was so good. There's so many children who maybe don't live in a neighborhood that trick-or-treats, or with it being on a school night, it's hard on a Tuesday night. So it gives them the opportunity in a safe environment to come out. The parents get to see what's in the stores. So it's just really a win-win. The police came out. The fire department came out and gave out coloring books and fire hats. And it just really feels like, you know, little Mayberry, like home sweet, small Alabama. And so, you know, I told my husband, I was like, you know, if I didn't live in Fairhope, I'd want to move here today.
Aww.
And so, I mean, it really was just special. It's really what makes Fairhope unique. And
aww, that is
great.
Sweet. And her husband, by the way, is Fairhope City Councilman Jay Robinson, for those that you don't know. So you're here today from the Downtown Business Association and in conjunction with the City of Fairhope to talk about all of the holiday events.
Yeah, so it's obviously the most wonderful time of year in Fairhope. I know everybody sees the lights going up through town. Actually, one of my children was born on November 19th, and a lot of years tree lighting falls on the 19th. So when he was little, we told him that it was just for him.
Oh, how cute.
And so he obviously now at 11 realizes that that's not the case, but we love seeing those lights go up, and that's always the third Thursday for everybody in Fairhope. So that tree lighting this year is going to be on the 16th, and Lori's always the, you know, the world's best MC.
Oh,
comes out
you.
And does that, and it's just a fun night. It kicks off at 5:30. I like to tell everybody you're going to want to be there as early as you can, because, you know, parking gets kind of crazy, and it's just a beautiful time to see all the lights and the people. Of course, there's snow machines. Those lights will flip on right at 6 o'clock. Miss Claus will be there for pictures. The Grinch will be there again. That was a huge hit last year.
He was cute.
It was really cute. And then you can pick up a letter to write to Santa. Of course, the big red mailbox will be at the Welcome Center where kids can do that. And Santa responds to all those letters that get back to the North Pole in time. So make sure and grab that letter and do those Christmas lifts so you can get a letter back from Santa. But then we'll move right into the movie in the street on Saturday night, and that will be The Grinch Stole Christmas.
That is November 18th. Oh, that's a great one.
Yes. Oh, it's so cute. So we encourage encourage kids to wear Christmas pajamas. We give out free popcorn, and it's just a fun thing for them to be able to sit in the middle of the street, sit in Fairhope Avenue with the lights on and the trees, watch a Christmas movie. Hopefully the weather will be nice, but not too cold. But if it is, bundle up, come out, bring some hot chocolate. Lots of families bring wagons and blankets, and so that's always a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Sunday, so the big weekend, we'll have that Thursday the 16th, move into the movie on the 18th, and then 19th is Fairhope's Christmas Open House. Lori, I know that you know that this tradition is something that's been over 50 years in Fairhope. It's kind of the first Christmas shopping day for Fairhopeans. They come out, there's Christmas cookies and hot chocolate. The Baptist Church is going to be singing Christmas carols at the Welcome Center, but a great day to start checking off your Christmas list, supporting these local merchants that do these things like the movie and the downtown trick-or-treat. It means so much for them, for locals to think of them for their holiday shopping and, you know, get things wrapped. Service with a smile is what we like to say. So try to think Fairhope first if you can. Come out and try to check off your holiday list with these local Fairhope businesses.
It's a great way to get into that holiday spirit, especially if you're not much of a shopper.
100%.
But when you go to an event like the Christmas Open House in downtown, which again, Sunday the 19th from 1 to 5, you feel it. You want to shop.
Absolutely.
You get the spirit that you need to have for the holidays.
And you're
going to
get something
fun.
Unique, you know, something that's special, mm-hmm. and something that, you know, you'll have fun picking it out and have fun giving it. And, you know, that's what the season's all about.
And then we move to Small Business Saturday on November 25th.
So, yeah, this is kind of small businesses' take on Black Friday. You don't have to rush out and go to a big mall on Black Friday. Come down on Saturday. Again, there'll be, like, refreshments and lots of things going on. Shop with your favorite business. You know, even if you just buy one thing, come down, support them, show them a little love this holiday season. And then after that, we're going to move right into December. It's going to be, you know, the Christmas parade on that Friday night, the first Friday of December. It's always the first Friday.
So there's no art walk.
No art walk in December, but art walk is this Friday for those of you that look forward to that. But yes, 7 o'clock on that Friday of December. We call it Fairhope's Magical Christmas Parade because it is at night.
It is magical.
It is. All the floats are lit up.
December 1st, actually.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's going to be, we're going to really kick off December on the first day with that. And then Santa will be at the Welcome Center the next two Saturdays from 10:30 to noon. Bring your camera. Come out, meet Santa. It's always precious, easy way for the kids. It's not like a mall atmosphere. You get to come downtown, you know, take pictures, mm-hmm. visit with him, enjoy that, and then maybe grab lunch or coffee while you're here. So that's going to be the two Saturdays in December. And then, of course, we have the big ball drop and the fireworks and everything on New Year's Eve downtown.
Busy.
And I'm sure we missed some things, but these are the highlights. We're going to see live music throughout downtown, throughout the holiday season. People are going to be doing things in their store. Just come on out, enjoy the lights, take a stroll in the afternoon, eat at one of your favorite restaurants. Just, I think that there really is no more magical time in Fairhope than the holidays. And so we're excited to see the Gaston Plaza is going to be finished. The big tree is going to go up there. What I call the Toy Story lights, the big oversized Christmas bulbs, the city's going to be putting those out soon. All the lanterns on the light post, the big red bow at the Welcome Center. So we're going to see Fairhope kind of transformed into a Christmas village. So, you know, we're calling it Fair Ho Ho Hope for the holidays. So
that's precious.
It's going to be fun.
And folks can find this calendar of information for the holidays on the City of Fairhope's website, Facebook, our Facebook, Downtown Business Association's Facebook. But you've even got a hard copy flyer.
Yes, we've got some beautiful posters. There's some at the Fairhope Welcome Center for anyone who'd like to have one of those for their business or their restaurant. And then, like, if you would like to share this, it's very easy to pick it up off the Facebook and send it to relatives or friends so they have this calendar of events. But yeah, so we just appreciate everyone shopping local and enjoying all these holiday events. And thank you, Lori, so much for letting me be here this morning. I hope I get to come back again soon.
Great to see you, Alex, too. And your precious daughter joining us in the lobby. She's doing so well.
Well, I'm so glad.
She's so cute.
It's hit or miss. You never know.
Your children and your family,
well,
quite
thank
precious.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Alex Robinson with the Downtown Business Association. Gearing up for all of the exciting holiday events. If you missed part of it or you want to tell a friend, we'll post this on our website where you can listen later at WABF1480.com.